News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. I'm on with Linda Murray. She's a registered dietitian and a candidate for Burlington City Council. Linda, good morning. Thanks for joining me today.
Good morning, Rob. I'm excited to be here this morning.
That's what I like to hear. Now, tell me a little bit about yourself. What exactly is it that you do?
Well, I am a registered dietitian. I am currently employed at Milestones Area Agency on Aging here in Burlington. I'm also a consultant dietitian at Parkview. Positions, I love both of them. I cherish working with the seniors. Seniors have slayed the dragons in a sense. They have a sense of contentedness in their lives that I really find refreshing. I've met 100-year-olds who have taught in one-room schoolhouses, 85-year-olds served on the forefront of the war during World War II. Seniors have wisdom, insight, empathy. I understand some of the situations that an aging population experiences, and the seniors laugh at my jokes, and I like that.
Well, perfect. Okay, now tell me a little bit about some of your previous experience. What else have you done?
Okay. Most of my employment history, I have served as a dietitian. I've worked 14 years as the cardiac rehab dietitian at Great River Medical Center. There I worked with the cardiac patients and the pulmonary rehab patients. I also worked for 6.5 years as the first Hy-Vee dietitian in Burlington, so I kind of trailblazed the way for all the others that followed me. During that time, I taught a series of dietitian magician taste testing classes to seniors, child care providers, children, scouts, athletes. I've taught as adjunct faculty at Southeastern Community College for 9 years. I know that education is really important to help ensure the survival of a community. Education can help us understand and live in harmony with our neighbors. Worked at WIC, Southeast Iowa Community Action, for 3 years. Seen firsthand the havoc that poverty and insufficient food can do to a family. Understand the resources and resistance that sometimes go hand in hand with disseminating life-saving food. Author the newspaper column The Dietitian Magician for over 11 years in multiple newspapers in Iowa and also New Hampshire. So that's a little bit about me.
So what made you want to do this? What made you want to run for city council?
That's a good question, Rob. When most people think of serving in politics, they either want to do one of three things. One, they want to give up. Two, they want to shut up. Or three, they want to throw up. But not me. I want to roll up my sleeves and get to work representing the people of Burlington. And I feel that my life experiences and my career have led me down the path to public service. I've worked all my life with all ages of the lifespan, like I mentioned, grade school to the grave. And you don't have to live very many decades before you realize most of your life's in the rearview mirror. And I do want to give back to the community while I still can, to the community of Burlington that has given me so much.
So that was roll up, shut up, throw up, and roll up. Roll up is where, okay, I got
yes.
you. Roll up.
So, you got it, Rob. Roll up those sleeves.
With that in mind, with that word play in mind, what makes you think that you would be a good city council person specifically?
I think that I have a lot of successful traits that would make me a good councilman or councilwoman. I have integrity, sense of trustworthiness, responsible. I'm a compassionate listener. I know I am running against a talented field. There are 15 people, 14, not counting myself. And I do want to give good luck to everyone that has stepped up to the bat. I maybe set myself ahead of the others a little bit. I'm an extremely creative problem solver. I truly am. In the words of Edison, who developed the incandescent light bulb, I know 999 ways that won't work, but Linda Murray will probably find one that will, because she will keep on working until she gets it. I have a sense of fiscal responsibility. I have to be, as the owner of my own consulting business, dietitian, magician, and this is important so the city can stay within budget. Many constituents are on fixed incomes, for example, the elderly and disabled, and they don't get a cost of living wage increase. I do have a sense of teamwork. I can collaborate with others. I do have a sense of humor, and I have a great joke for you, Rob. I'll tell you that later, because I know we're on limited time here, but it's a good one. And I am seasoned. I'm not a newbie to politics. I've been involved in politics for a long time. I do have the ability to set goals and achieve goals. I'm very grounded.
Oh, you said you've been in politics for a long time. What is some of your political experience in that regard?
I've been involved in politics probably since college. I go to all the caucuses. I've been a delegate several times. I won a scholarship to Washington, D.C. to advocate for fundraising for nutrition-related items. I volunteered and served on various political committees. I've made phone calls. I've door-knocked.
So, okay, so you've done politics before.
I
got you. Okay, so now what would your priorities be as a city council person, specifically relating, of course, to Burlington?
Well, what I'd like to do is keep everything very positive. I'd like to focus on the positives that Burlington has going for it. I think we do have great people. in this community. We have some of the friendliest folks I have ever met. When you drive around, I feel like I need to match with the parade wave because everybody is smiling and waving. I really feel for young people, if you want to own your own home, think about moving to Burlington. We have higher than the national average of home ownership. Two, we have geographical superiority. Burlington wins with great weather. Now, I know the listeners are thinking, oh, no, I've got to get my snow shovel out here pretty soon. But hear me out, hear me out. Here in Burlington, we don't have the extreme temperatures like, say, a Texas or Arizona, where the summers are pushing 110 degrees. Boy, Fargo, North Dakota, minus 33,
yeah.
minus 38.
Yeah.
I have a friend, a dietitian,
so
that lives
I.
up there. Yeah, we are lucky to live in what I feel is the Goldilocks zone most of the year. It's not too hot and it's not too cold. So think about it. We don't have tsunamis. We don't have avalanches, wildfires for the most part. Most businesses should want to build here. We have an abundance of wind energy. And another plus for Burlington is our commute time to work is lower than the national average. And that's huge. Everybody's time crunch these days. Reside in Burlington, and on average, you can drive to your work site in 15 minutes or less. National average is 25 minutes, and some places in the nation is actually over 90 minutes. So who wouldn't want to work here? And third, generosity. Burlington wins with the kind-hearted people. I'm involved with something called Senior Produce Boxes. And real quickly, Rob, what we do is we push a wagon at farmers market at the conclusion of the market, regather up the food that's ordinarily just going to go back to the farm, be composted in a compost pile. Then we repackage it, and it goes out on the trucks at Milestones in the morning, so real quick in the morning. And it goes to low-income seniors that qualify for our program. And what I've learned through this project is not only do people in Southeast Iowa have big gardens, but they have even bigger hearts.
So 15 people are running, and you kind of mentioned this a little bit earlier. Six of them are going to make it onto the final ballot in November, and then, of course, three are going to sit. With that in mind, how do you stand out?
Well, the back of my phone, I'll show you here in a minute, has a quote that I received from the Canton Triathlon that I raced earlier this summer. If our listeners aren't familiar with the triathlon, it's where you put on your swim cap and you swim usually across open water, usually like a lake, and then you peel off your swim goggles and your swim cap and trade that out for a pair of biking shoes and a bicycle, bike, and then you trade that out for running shoes and run. And there's a quote that I got from this triathlon that says, "You don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great." And I am ready to start. I'm ready to roll up my sleeves and work for Burlington. I hope you'll consider giving me the opportunity. I'm excited to win. I'm psyched to work, and I'm humbled to ask for your vote October 10th. I'm fairly short at 5'3", but a vote for me will produce a lengthy legacy of exemplary service for Burlington. Thank you, and Godspeed to the polls on October 10th.
So is that your elevator speech?
That's my elevator speech, Rob.
Okay, all right. So I guess we can skip that part. Now, I'm gonna go right into some of the issues that matter that the city council has tackled here. Is there anything that the city council has done in the past several years that you say you would strongly disagree with?
Strongly disagree. Not really, Rob. We have a team of dedicated individuals that serve on the council right now. I know a lot of these people, and are proud to call them my friends. Brave men and women who aren't professional politicians, just mere citizens like you and I, who are making the best decision they can at a time with the resources they are given. It's easy sometimes for us to sit back and criticize their performance, but I prefer to focus on the positive decisions the council's made for this community over the years. And I'd like to point out the RecPlex. I know there's naysayers in the community, but I think they should drive around this complex just once on a weekend and see all the cars and the buses, try to book a local hotel, have fun waiting in line at a restaurant, and tell me to my face that this is not good for our community. The Bees, we're the only community-owned professional baseball organization, and the parks, Burlington Parks, are second to none.
Well, okay, so you mentioned a few things, but I'm going to ask this question anyway, just in case something else pops into your head, but same framing in mind, is there anything that the city council has done in the past several years that you would strongly agree with? I know you mentioned the RecPlex. What else?
Those are things I all agree with that I mentioned. Something that I agree with? Yeah, the reconstruction of the riverfront, the flood mitigation project. I think that communities that have good recreational options like that are growing and budding communities. For example, Des Moines comes to mind, and they're adding a fishing pier, a splash pad, walking trails, benches, footbridges, and other family-friendly family-friendly amenities to the riverfront. And I think people investigating community, determining whether to move there, raise a family, they're looking for amenities like that. And so I'm really excited about what that riverfront development is going to do for our community.
Linda Murray is a registered dietitian and a candidate for Burlington City Council. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Thanks, Rob. Enjoyed it.